The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Yeah, it was all so much worse than we even thought. So much worse than we thought, this little Spygate issue that is now evolving into Obamagate. Yeah, Judge Sullivan did jump the shark. Have you ever seen a judge jump the shark like this? And as I start, I got to do a hat tip to Father Hugh. Father Hugh called it last Sunday. Father Hugh called it on what Judge Sullivan was going to do. Amazing. But I'll tell you what, when you start seeing the Spygate perpetrators, even President Obama himself, getting so desperate, we are seeing the last gasp. They are caught. They have been caught. They are in... right now, their worst nightmare position. They got themselves caught in the biggest political scandal and crime in American history. And President Trump is now applying the squeeze. Just squeezing him. Rick Grenell, DNI, showing up with a satchel. And he has more satchels to go of declassified information. Information coming out on who unmasked Flynn, or was he actually unmasked or not unmasked, and is the scandal that he was not actually unmasked, but everybody else around him was unmasked. Oh, the squeeze is on. And I couldn't be happier to be seeing this. The labor of several years around here, hosting Sunday Night Backbone Radio. So honored you are with us. Matt Dunn at your service these next 3 hours. Consider joining in, tuning in, being a part of all of this. And if you miss even a minute, you better get those podcasts and follow us on Twitter as well. As, yeah, the Obamagate. It was born last Sunday, right during our show. There was a few million tweets. 3 million is how high it got that night, according to Twitter reportage. Of course, they then found their way to tamp it back down and force it not to trend, but guess what? It's still trending. Obamagate, he knew. He is guilty. And I'm saying that Obamagate is the first thing we have ever been able to see about Barack Obama that is not phony. All those years of Obama's empty platitudes, his fake character, his fake background, the whole deal. There was never a genuine moment with Barack Obama all those years. Don't you just feel it? Don't you just sense it? And I have this book on my shelf at home. It's Barack Obama's speeches. You try to read those speeches and they are all empty platitudes. Emptiness. Nothing real. Nothing genuine. But we now get the first genuine glimpse into the soul, into the dark heart of Barack Obama. And yes, it is what we call Obamagate, and oh, is it a big one. It is a big one, and if you saw President Trump's interview with Maria Bartiromo this morning, man, it was excellent. And I've got all the audio clipped and cut and ready to roll. We'll go through the Trump-Bartiromo interview. They talked about, yeah, Spygate, Obamagate, and how he caught him. And he also goes into China. Got to punish China now. Might be even time to end the relationship with China. Got to decouple. Looking at decoupling entirely from China. Wow. We are right now heading into President Trump's wheelhouse, ladies and gentlemen, on, yeah, caught him on Spygate, caught him on Obamagate, and now China. President Trump has been talking about China in a certain way for decades. President Trump has single-handedly changed the debate about China, how we look at China, and how our ruling class was bought and sold by China, how they have sold out our American middle and working classes to China, to line their own wallets, the deep state ruling class elite wallets of this country. And oh, man, it's all coming to an end. All coming to an end right before our eyes. And what I see heading into 2020 is a perfect storm for the Democrats. Perfect storm. They've been caught for one thing. They also are going to have to deal with China, and they are on, the Democrats are on the wrong side of history on China, totally. Totally on the wrong side. There is just no way around it. Joe Biden flying his son Hunter to China on Air Force Two to become part of that Chinese private equity firm to rake in the millions, even billions. You know, it was like a $1 billion deal with that equity thing. And how many millions did the Biden family put in their own pocket from China? Oh, talk about wrong side of history, folks. Oh, they're caught. They're trapped. Joe Biden, things only get worse for him from Tara Reid gathering momentum with her accusations of sexual assault by Joe Biden back in the 1990s in the Senate office of Joe Biden. That one's looking pretty darn legit, increasingly so every week. And then Biden turns out to have been one of the unmaskers of General Flynn. Oh, wow. Oh, Biden. I mean, it just could not get worse for that guy. And he can't even speak, and he stammers along, and he's clueless. And even when he's like reading from his scripted notes that his handlers put in front of him to read from his basement man cave, somewhere in Delaware, probably, he still screws it up. He just stammers. He can't even, like, utter a scripted sentence. Joe Biden cannot even do that. It's getting bad for him. And he's been wrong on China for the last 40 years. His entire career, he has been wrong about China. Okay, so that starts to add up to a perfect storm. And the only way the Democrats see out of it is to get their all-mail ballot to cheat, to use the coronavirus to cheat in the 2020 election. Chuck Schumer said they're going to fight like the devil for their all-mail ballot. Nancy Pelosi inserted all those provisions about mail balloting, increased mail balloting for 2020 in their $3 trillion coronavirus bill boondoggle. Oh, that's a beauty. We'll go into that. $1,200 immediately goes to every illegal alien in America. How's that for good? Pelosi, yeah, what are you thinking on that? We will discuss, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, talking about coronavirus, the lockdown, how's that going? Looks to me like I've been saying, it is unsustainable, totally unsustainable. I was just looking at some newspapers in Virginia that came through on Twitter, and Virginia Beach. There are pictures of Virginia Beach this weekend where the beach is supposed to be closed. Closed. They shut it down. Democrat Governor Northam, the guy who likes to wear, is it either a Klan suit or wear blackface? That's Governor Northam, the Democrat. He has shut down that beach, but there are thousands of people out there on the beach. Thousands of people on the beach. It's supposed to be shut down. And it has started to happen as this week has gone on. Maybe the past 2 weeks, but especially this week and especially this weekend, that people are unquarantining themselves. They've just had enough of it. They're just not going to do it much longer. They're not going to do it maybe even at all any longer. And so you have this interesting scenario here where you have generally the red states, the Republican-run states that don't seem to have debt problems or seem to be better managed in general. They're kind of ready to open things up, you know, going through that gradated spectrum of how you open according to the coronavirus task force plans laid out, I think, quite brilliantly by President Trump and his team. Red states are ready to do that, but the blue states, the Democrat states, are wanting to sustain and perpetuate the lockdown. They want to keep you all locked up. And so you've got the Democrats, converting their anger against Trump into wanting to put their own blue state citizenry in jail, essentially. They want to lock down their own blue state people because they're mad at Trump. And that is the thing. You're starting to see, maybe it has been this way all along, But you're starting to see that this virus is more about the election 2020. It's more about Trump than it is about the virus. I mean, look at James Clapper. James Clapper, he's a, you know, he's one of the Spygate perps, totally caught in more lies. And he's like, well, I can't come testify until I get a coronavirus vaccine. I couldn't possibly come down and testify. You got to vaccinate me first. Then maybe I'll come down there and plead the fifth, right? Oh, yeah. And by the way, Colorado, right here at home, there was a 25% reduction in the amount of fatalities caused by coronavirus. 25%. That happened, I believe it happened on Saturday. Maybe it was Friday. But suddenly I got all these Twitter people like hollering at me, and I was like, wow. So a 25% reduction, I believe, from like around 1,050 down to 878. I'll explain what has gone on there. But we flattened the curve. The models, those initial scary, scary models have been reduced by overwhelming percentages. Some of them even like 99%+ on, you know, what was scaring the you-know-what out of us. But we flattened the curve. The models have imploded, and the numbers are even going down in some cases, like here in Colorado. It's like unsustainable, this lockdown. Yeah. 303-696-1971. Be right back.
News Talk 710, KNUS. News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710, KNUS.
Summer feelings coming on right now. Venice Beach. Yeah, this song was the hit single from the new album that just went digital yesterday. Actually, over the weekend. It's the new Scooby-Doo movie. It's called Scoob. And having introduced my little kiddos to Scooby-Doo in probably this year, they I went out and got the DVDs of the original Scooby-Doo episodes, and so they know they're Scooby-Doo, and we saw this movie. Was that? We said, we got to watch this. We got to sit down and have family night watching Scoob. And that song was the only good thing about it. I have to say that Hollywood made another just sort of mishmash of the iconic Scooby-Doo, which is like the greatest TV show ever in the history of the world, in my little opinion. Grew up watching that and, you know, being scared and the haunted houses and how they did all that. I won't go into what they did with it. They tried to turn it into like a superhero Marvel comic. But Hanna-Barbera needs to remember that they are Hanna-Barbera. They need to remember the magic that worked so great for the early Scooby-Doo era. You know, going into the haunted houses and a little bit scary, not too scary, just a little scary. And then you unmask the bad guys and they say, oh, I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids. Kind of like the Spygate people are saying right about now. Oh, they're saying that. If it weren't for that meddling Trump, we would have gotten away with all this. We were so close to having total control of this country. We almost had perfect power. We were using the intelligence community, all of the espionage, all of the resources to spy and surveil upon anybody we felt like. And then, oh no, Trump got elected and now he's caught us. Oh. Unmasking. Kind of funny. You know, we're talking about unmasking a lot right now. And yeah, Scooby-Doo, the unmasking at the end. Wearing masks for coronavirus. There's a lot of mask stuff going on in my head right now. But just so I cue up one little thing about the Trump-Bartiromo interview this morning, this is one of the key sound bites. Let me play this, then we're off to the phones here in 1 second. But Donald Trump and the great Maria Bartiromo. Let me see if I can hit that.
It was the greatest political crime in the history of our country. If I were a Democrat instead of a Republican, I think everybody would have been in jail a long time ago. And I'm talking with 50-year sentences It is a disgrace what's happened. This is the greatest political scam, hoax in the history of our country.
Well, it is the biggest.
And people should be going to jail for this stuff. And hopefully a lot of people are going to have to pay. No other president should have to go through. And I'll tell you, General Flynn and others are heroes. Heroes, because what's happened to them, they weren't after General Flynn. They wanted him to lie about me, make up a story. And with few exceptions, nobody did that. There were many people. I watched K.T. McFarland the other day. I watched where she was knock, knock, FBI, you know, the FBI, okay? This was all Obama. This was all Biden. These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them. We caught them.
Beautiful.
And what
I
saw just now, I watched Biden yesterday. He could barely speak. He was on Good Morning America, right? And he said he didn't know anything about it. And now it just gets released right after he said that. It gets released that he was one of the unmaskers, meaning he knew everything about it. So he lied to your friend George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, we caught them. We caught them. Yeah, biggest political crime, hoax, scandal in American political history. Just had a text to studio from the great Alexa, and she mentions this, that the day Biden received his Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama, that was the same day that Biden unmasked Flynn, requested Flynn to be unmasked the same day. Whoa! Coincidence? I don't know. I don't know. Well, I think we're sitting pretty, Spygate perps, in the middle of their worst nightmare. Trump caught him. And he's squeezing them. Yeah. Oh, the squeeze. Love it. And let's go to Joe in Arvada. Hello, Joe. And how are you, sir?
Hi, Dr. Matt. I feel good about everything that's happening, but I'm, you know, and I love your rose-colored glasses, Matt.
It's realism. Realism. We're getting them.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, let's look back through history just for a second. You know, Mao killed 80 million people, and then his history was written in the Little Red Book. So I only just bring that to point out that
you're skeptical, huh? What are you skeptical about?
It doesn't always go our way.
Well, yeah. Well, it sure hasn't for about 3 years.
Well, so here's the thing. You know, I watched This Week this morning. And, of course, the Stephanopouloses and all the lefties were spinning away. And Chris Christie barely defended Trump. I mean, he just kind of sat there Now, Maria, she's doing a great job, obviously. But here's the thing. Imagine if nobody gets prosecuted here. Or if they do get prosecuted, let's just say everything gets dropped because liberal court judges like Emmett Sullivan don't uphold the rule of law. Oh, that's never happened.
It's a possibility. But I think, Joe, that you subjected yourself to Snuffleupagus this morning and the mainstream media, and you've poisoned your brain a little bit. But that's what's driving the tension here, is that you don't know if you're actually going to get them nailed to the wall. You don't know. But
right. It's
sure looking like it, and the evidence is lining up, and it's overwhelming. I mean, one satchel after another. Yes, we do know it. Of course, they're going to try to spin their way out of it. But, you know, the thing that it might just hinge upon is Durham going to be able to get an indictment or a handful of indictments or multiple indictments?
For James Comey, Andrew McCabe. Let's look, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Yeah, go down the list.
Those people have to go to jail. Now, the question always comes up in the last week. Is Obama ever going to get testify? No. Is Biden ever going to testify? No. There's no one in the Senate that's going to call Joe Biden. And the reason is simple. They think that it's such a political argument that what's going to happen is the media is going to call it another Trump attempt to sway the
election. Well, of course.
The
well, they've been saying that all along. And the closer we get to the election, they're going to say that even louder. You know, Trump's punishing his enemies and all that. But that's going to, I mean, what you're describing is the spin that they have. But when the evidence is so overwhelmingly on the side of truth and justice here and holding to account the Spygate, Obamagate perpetrators, it's going to be hard for them to weasel out of it. It's going to be hard. They're going to try. They're going to double down, triple down, quadruple down, and we don't have them in the bag yet. But when I sit around here getting excited, it's because we're getting closer, Joe. So, I don't know. Just be careful when you touch the mainstream media. It's not real. As we know, it's fake. It's a brainwashing exercise, but we can handle it. Thank you, Joe. Be right back.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yes, another new one just came out yesterday, and it's like a cover tune of Kenny Loggins. And I like this one maybe better. So I'll put the judgment out there.
Ever I call you friend, I begin to think I understand. Anywhere we are, you and I have always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes.
So cheesy.
And that's all I need to show me why.
And how do I love the cheese? I love it. Bring it. You know you love it. Yeah, Sarah Evans, the great Missouri country singer, sings this one with Philip Sweet, doing the old Kenny Loggins tune. And was that Kenny Loggins in the Fleetwood Mac gal? Why am I drawing a blank on her name? Anyway, that one is pretty hard to beat, and Sarah Evans being from Missouri, that counts for a plus in my book. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we've got so much on the table here this evening. We're going to kind of go back and forth between coronavirus, the lockdown, unsustainable lockdown, and the Spygate, Obamagate, all that breaking news this week. There's just more and more and more, and I can't get enough of it hardly. But I was mentioning earlier that Colorado has reduced its coronavirus mortality numbers by about 25%, okay? And this happened, looks like Friday, that number came through. That because did you see the story that there was some guy in, somewhere rural Colorado where he was pronounced dead of COVID-19, but his alcohol blood level was 0.55, which is insanely high, which is like, you know, he died from alcohol poisoning, not from COVID-19. And so we're all talking about that, saying, hey, you know, why is that on the COVID fatality list? Shouldn't be. We want accurate numbers. Anyway, so the numbers got reduced from 1150 down to 878. That's a 25% drop. And apparently the CDC has been playing around with some of this stuff too. And I can't seem to get the really good information on that so I can come out with the numbers of how much the CDC has reduced the numbers. But there's a difference between dying while you have coronavirus in your system versus dying because of coronavirus, because of COVID-19. Big difference. And maybe even a difference of around 25%, a third, maybe more. And that's the kind of information that we need to know. We citizens need to know. We need to be clear on when we make decisions about locking ourselves up, about quarantining ourselves, about hiding under our desks at home. You know what I mean? So I'm glad to see these numbers trickling out, coming out. And I've been saying this for a long time that somehow the Democrats thought it was going to be a good idea to try to quarantine people almost indefinitely, and they keep extending it in some of these blue states. And I've just thought, you know, that's so unnatural. The people are not going to go for this. They're just not going to do it. And do you think these Democrat politicians are really going to stand in the way of thousands and thousands of people who are just unquarantining themselves? And I talked about Virginia Beach. I have these pictures sitting right in front of me. Thousands of people on the beach at Virginia Beach, and that beach is closed right now, according to their Governor Northam. Democrat Governor Northam. They closed down the beach, and then Go look at those photos. You know, it's like I have them on my Twitter page, Backbone Radio. Holy cow. I mean, everyone's out there. No one's wearing a mask. Quite a few, like, you know, bikini action things going on, and that's Virginia Beach. What Democrat's going to stand up and get in the middle of all of that, really? Do you think? I think the American people have been looking closely. Those original models were very alarming, extremely so. And the COVID-19, that's no slouch. I mean, a lot of people don't do well when they get that. That's just a fact. It's a real disease. It's a real virus. But that the curves have not added up. They've had to reduce themselves, especially that one in England, by like 99.8% has had to reduce its projections of mortality. It's incredible how wrong these models have been. The curves have been flattened. And remember, the original goal was to flatten the curve, 15 days to flatten the curve. It wasn't like, let's lock down until we find a cure, correct? It wasn't like, you know, hey, let's wait for a vaccine, which could be however long, years, you know. The hospital system is not overwhelmed. That's part of the plan, you know, is we didn't want to overwhelm the hospital system, and it's not happening anywhere. As far as I've heard, we're the ventilator king of the world. So I think the American people have been prudent in looking and listening and watching and making sense of what they're seeing, and they're deciding, you know, in general, that they're not going to do this anymore. It's time. And I do still credit Governor Polis for saying that, you know, it's unsustainable. You know, we have to find a sustainable way to manage this problem. And like I said, I always have to qualify, I do not like Governor Polis. I'm just not in his fan club at all. But he at least had enough foresight to know that it's not sustainable to keep people locked up. But some of these other Democrat governors around America are like, they think they can just keep you locked up forever. Now, he's at least signaled that. He's not doing everything to my satisfaction. He's not opening up broadly enough in some ways, you know, but he at least is understanding this. And so people are going to be setting themselves free. They're going to be making what you might call a jailbreak. Yeah, they're going to be setting them. Let's just get this in there. Let's get this. Yeah, remember this song?
Jailbreak! Spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm going to make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky.
Jailbreak.
I'm gonna make a
jailbreak. That's what's gonna happen.
I wish that I could fly.
In the name of liberty.
All in the name of liberty.
Yeah, AC/DC.
All in the name of liberty.
In the name of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, that's where we're headed. So I do think the Democrats are so crazy. They hate Trump so much, they're trying to make the coronavirus all about Trump, and it's about getting him out of office in November. They know that they've got nothing to go on in November. So they had to destroy the economy, lock people up, lock up their own blue state citizenry. What the heck? These people have, like, completely lost their minds. They need to have a sustainable way to manage what is a real virus, okay? And they haven't found it yet. President Trump offered that framework with the 50 governors and so forth, but... You know, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to go on much longer or even any longer. And, you know, that's you know, you're going to see one business after another just open the door and say, all right, throw me in jail, damn it. Do it. I know you've been hearing Randy Corcoran on that, Peter Boyle's on that, and we'll see how this plays. I've got more on this to follow here, but I better jump on over to the phone lines. We've got Jacob on the line, Jacob on line one. And Jacob,
hi.
Jacob, how are you, sir? Thanks for checking in.
Fine. There was a there was an indictment against a company called the Concord Group. It was a Russian group.
Yes.
And Mueller filed this indictment thinking that they would never answer. In the end, they did answer.
That's the, like, 12 or 13 Russians who allegedly were involved in social media activities. And at the time on Backbone Radio, we said, oh, this is bogus. That doesn't matter. They can't even, they're like banking on them. Mueller's banking on them not testifying. Then they wanted to testify. And then Mueller quietly dropped that whole thing.
Right. And in his where was it? The Justice Department also says that his case was weakened substantially by classification determination on the evidence it gathered. And I wonder what that meant.
Say that one more time.
The Justice Department also said its case was weakened substantially by a classification determination on evidence it gathered during the investigation.
Interesting.
Meaning,
okay, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, meaning that they may have changed their testimony. You know, the FBI agents had changed their testimony against this company.
Oh, hmm.
Okay, so if that's the truth, and then why are they hanging up on Flynn here? You know, he should just drop the case and be done with it.
Yeah, well, they can't at this point because they're all going down the tubes. They don't want to go to jail. You know what I mean? And especially not before November. But what you're saying here, though, Jacob, is that Mueller is under direct attack by what is coming out here. The foundation for Mueller has been undermined, and that whole deal with that Concord group, the Russians and the social media, was a total zero that Mueller found some way to come up with something that they could throw into the fan to make it seem like they were looking at Russian collusion when they had zero from day one all the way along, all the way to the end at 675 days, zero.
That's right.
Exact them all.
Yeah. And yep. I think the other thing is that Flynn, once this is all done, I was listening on another program, that he may know where all the bank accounts, all this money is from the Ukraine deal. And that's what they're really afraid of. He can open up he's got the keys to those boxes and he knows where the cash is.
You see, they cannot allow Flynn to go free. They will go to the mat. They will jump outside of the Constitution. They will put all kinds of pressure on Judge Sullivan, who is probably willing to accept that pressure. President Obama knows that he himself personally is in big trouble here. They can't let Flynn go free. And you mentioned Ukraine. It was Barack Obama a few weeks ago sent a personal letter to the National Archives saying, do not release anything to do with what my administration was doing with Ukraine. Okay. So Ukraine stuff is very, very big.
I think he's playing against both ends. He wants these guys to testify, these Watergate attorneys, because he wants to say in the end he's still got to drop the charges, even with the testimony, and he's going to expose everybody.
I don't know if I'm quite with you on that one, but. Yeah. I'll tell you this. I'm doing a whole thing on Sullivan in the next hour. If you're able to hang on, and we'll see if our views square on that. But great points, Jacob. And we cannot forget Mueller is on the chopping block too, which is direct part of Obamagate. All right, Matt Dunn, 303-696-1971. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Afternoon's gone blind. Let's have some Kelly Willis here.
Sun beats down and it burns away.
Great voice.
The only sound is the heat of the day up against my eyes. Tried to write a few lines. I'm gonna set them down while I think of you. I might tell it bad, but I'm telling. Seems to me that every day is a little bit hotter than the other one. Seems to me that every way that I try to get through it is the stupidest thing that I've ever done.
Yeah, there's an Oklahoma gal there, Kelly Willis. Welcome back. Backbone Radio, Matt Dunn here, and we're going between some Spygate, Obamagate, and some coronavirus lockdown kind of things. And I'll tell you, you can feel it that the people aren't going to be quarantining themselves much longer at all. A lot of people are just done with it. They're coming out. They're coming out come what may. They're opening up, coming out come what may. Virginia Beach was the best set of photos that I've seen on this, and I'll tell you what, I mean, how are politicians really going to stand in the way of that? Do you think that they can really do that? This contact tracing that they want to get out of this to monitor everybody's cell phone? I mean, talk about privacy invasion. No thank you to that. You can see how the little dictator tyrant types are going to maximize everything they can out of this virus to try to get what they want, more surveillance on people. Lockdowns on people, and the key thing is that all-mail ballot. Always keep your eye on that. The Democrats are going to fight like the devil to get their all-mail ballot and use coronavirus for it. By the way, I'll go into more evidence coming out that this coronavirus came out of the Wuhan lab in China. Oh, man, got Trump on that this morning with Bartiromo. Trump says he's tired of China. Doesn't want to talk to Xi Jinping anymore. Kind of sick of that dang country. Oh, he's ready, folks. And only he can bring accountability to China. You think Biden will do it? Oh, no. No, he wants more money for Hunter. At any rate, we've got stuff going on here. Let's go to the phone lines. And is this Karen? And Karen, do I have you? Is this Karen?
Hi there. Well,
oh, Karen. Yeah,
yes.
Welcome. Okay.
I am here.
Yeah. What's the latest you're seeing on all this? Maybe the lockdown kind of stuff and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Well, first off, I was at the motorcycle rally today. It was fabulous. I loved it. Almost no masks anywhere. And a lot of stuff that I could write about later. I was kicked out of the Sprouts in Denver, but not out of the one in Weld County.
Interesting.
And they said they would not serve me. They would not check my stuff out of the cash register because I was not wearing a mask.
Mm.
And I even held up something. That isn't what I want to talk about. But
who was that unmasked woman? Who was that unmasked woman?
I know. Don't you love it, Matt? And again, this is also not what I was going to talk about, but don't you just love it that simultaneously we are watching the unmasking of the deep state?
Yep.
While the deep state is trying to mask us.
Yep.
What do you think about that? Is that poetic or what?
Mask action going on. And I was even doing the Scooby-Doo segment earlier about unmasking the Scooby-Doo criminals at the end. You know, that movie just came out this weekend. there's a lot of ironies here. But where was the motorcycle rally? Was that downtown? Was that by the Capitol?
That was Tigers. I forget his last name, but he led a whole bunch of motorcycles, including Stephen Tubbs, Peter Boyles, Randy Corcoran. They were all there, and it was a motorcycle rally to open up the state. But what I wanted, you always get me going.
Yes, I do.
You're less, I don't know, in your face than I sometimes am. And you said something that had me yelling at the radio again.
Oh, boy. Here
said,
we go again.
You said, keep ourselves locked up. And people are deciding when they're going to go out. The whole root of this issue is that we have, and you do know this, it's just the way you put it. We have baby doc dictators, including our governor, who you seem to think is doing a good job and nothing could be further from the truth, who think it is their purview to lock us up and put us under house arrest. It's all about force. It's all about freedom versus force. It has, you know, you got to get out of your scientific mode for a moment to appreciate that any elected official who has lost track of the fact that he serves us, we do not serve him, is also capable of some of the most tyrannical, despotic of things and of edicts. And you've got a guy who just out of retaliation revoked the license of someone because she dared to stand up to him.
Yeah.
Well,
talking about the Castle Rock cafe.
And you know, you've got to look at the motive here. You know, why would a governor continually ignore facts in order to push his narrative? Why would he claim again and again that we're safer at home when we now know that sunshine kills the virus? And vitamin D and the lack thereof also is a cause for illness.
It's not quite that simple. Just real quick, let me just say one. I'm not saying that Pelosi is doing a good job, but I give him more credit than some Democrat governors because he does know that it's unsustainable. He does seem
this
to know that.
This is nonsense. That's
and
just
he, well, no.
No,
he seems to know that.
He's going to keep sustaining it.
And
if he thought it was unsustainable, he wouldn't have extended his emergency powers so we could ask for trillions of dollars from our president in a pact with the most leftist governors in the West, including Oregon, Washington, and California. Don't buy what he says. I think you're
so
just
you think
a little bit
he really does think
naive.
It is sustainable, but That's the thing, you know. Do you really think that politicians are going to be dumb enough to try to stand in the way of people who want to, you know, just get back to freedom and liberty and do the jailbreak thing?
They're already doing it. They have had massive success in getting.
And how's that going to work out for them, Karen? I mean,
working pretty well, Matt.
You think? Well,
you've got people.
California just lost a House race to a Republican for the first time in like 28 years, where they just flipped it. They flipped it to the Republican.
Matt,
how's that working out in California?
And guess what? They're not using it to loosen up their tyrannical edicts on people. Did you see the guy who let the cat out of the bag about the contact tracing from Ventura County?
Yeah, I can see that. But how does it benefit these governors, Democrat governors, to lock their own blue state people up? I mean, just, and we've got 60 seconds, but how does it benefit them to lock people up?
Matt, my dear, I love you.
No, I just want you to tell me. Tell me how it benefits them.
God tells you what he's going to do. Believe him.
Tell me how it benefits the governors, Karen. How does it benefit the Democrat governors to lock people up?
I
need a list.
That in 60 seconds.
Because no, it does not. It does not benefit them.
It makes people submit. It causes them to be obedient, and they've been successful beyond their wildest dreams in getting the entire population of America to be obedient.
Well, that's too vague. It's too vague, and it's going to get them thrown out of office. They're going to lose elections if they want to lock people up. Yeah, it would be. But anyway, Karen, as ever, love you, and we'll be in close touch. Be right back.
We are better together. News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver.